And you're using a computer, like, as far as writing?
These days, because you can. I mean, when I started, I wasn't, because I was just using paper. I mean, and it was first orchestra charts.
It's probably more convenient, I would imagine, too.
God,
it's you can just hear something. I hear these three sounds going on at once. Let me see how it sounds. And if it's not right, you don't need an eraser.
Yeah, totally. You can put albums on. You can copy and paste things all over. It's like having a word processor that's a music device, you know. But yeah, I don't think it's right brain or left brain. I just think it's like, I mean, I think here's, I don't answer that question fully, is that I think music is one of the greatest things we have. If it's an art form that's worth engaging in, which I'm still testing out, because what if it turns out not to be, you know, then I at least want to be able to put on my epitaph.
But who's
don't
to say?
Bother, it sucks. Yeah, no, right. I know. Yeah. I know what I mean. But, you know, at least leave it behind. You know, but I'm going to look into it really, really well. But you know, but the thing about it is that if it is that, then it should be able to, it has to be able to express everything that we are, which means some of the time we're intellectual, some of the time we're emotional, some of the time we're in between, some of the time we're angry, some of the time we're sad. If it can only represent one of those things, it's lost. It has no use, which I don't really believe that about music. So, in a sense, I test it out. I'm fairly convinced. Your intellect is beautiful. Your heart is also beautiful. All of those things are beautiful, and music has to be able to do all of those. The problem is that, you know, I don't know what the problem is. But
The problem is business.
Yeah, the problem is business. Have that in
and so your influences, I gather, I mean, for everything, we already talked about this, so it's from Beethoven to the Beach Boys to Lead Belly.
Eastern music, whatever I can get my hands on, it'll be, you know, that seems genuine.
And, shucks, I don't know what else to ask. So, yeah, well, you answered it. I was going to ask about when you write, what inspires you to write, and you just pretty much answered that.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the statement, music, joy of joys, one man's music's another man's noise?
Yeah, well, you know what I think? I think that is a great way that some people have evolved for telling you that they don't want to deal with your idea. That's one of those attitudes. It's like, you know, yeah, well, one man's, it's really a matter of opinion, man. And then, with that, and then what they're saying is they don't like your opinion and they don't want to discuss it.
Right. Well, this reminds me of what Paul Prudhomme once said in the kitchen on TV. He's cooking and he says, listen to the flavors.
Oh, wow.
Listen to the flavors. Yeah. And, you know, you could give a guy like that a dish and he can tell you every spice that's in there, and that's sort of like, that's his gift.
Yeah.
Whereas we can do the same thing with music, where a lot of people just don't hear it.
Yeah.
And so they're not interested until they can dance to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we bring up business again, and we're not going to go down there, so I'm going to end the interview now.
All right, cool.
And
we'll get to that in a few years.
But if I have any other question in the next minute, or even after you leave, I'm going to call you and ask you. But
you know, well, here's an interesting one. Actually, we can just run this one by, because actually, what you brought up is an interesting thing, which is dance. Like there was dance music. Classical music had dance music.
You're right, and a lot of it was improvised. Bach was an improviser.
Sure, great improviser, and what was, and that had a function then, but it's curious because now that's considered the superior. Mystery of mysteries is that, of course, you know, people want to know either how to improvise or how not to improvise. What an ear, man. You know it already.
Yeah.
That comes by all the time.
It's a new horn because the old one used to be A flat.
Oh, wow.
This is A.
Really?
Yeah. Either they souped it up and fixed it and blew out the brust or something. But
you should read, that's a great piece, man. What happened when the horn went from A flat to A?
Take the A flat train.
The A flat train. Take the A flat train, take it away.
Oh, man. Well, Arnold, man, you're the relic of New Orleans.
All right.
Stay around, man. Don't move.
Yeah, likewise.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So we're looking forward to it. We're going to put down this great
chance. Yeah, man. I got to make you set out there.